okay? Hi, everybody. I'm Bob Sherman. I'm delighted to welcome you here. I know some of you have come because it's the only place to hear great music in the shade, but you're about to meet one of the most remarkable men in music today.
Yeah.
Because whatever kind of music you're talking about, David Amram is in the middle of it. He just gave me two new classical CDs yesterday. There's a third one coming out of his Woody Guthrie Symphony, and you will hear that he is incredibly adept at jazz, at improv, at songs of Woody Guthrie, and any other kind of music in between. He has his band with him, has a couple of friends with him, and all of us are honored to be on the same stage with David Amram.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob Sherman. Not only for the great radio show Woody's Children, to remind people that we do have a cultural, political, spiritual, intellectual, musical heritage that refuses to be stomped out and gets more and more meaningful every year, but also one of the great, beautiful programs for European classical treasures, which Woody himself loved, being brought up hearing ballet and opera, as well as Native American and folk music. And Bob's listening room set the standard for how to present the treasures of European classical music without dumbing it down in a way that made people feel at home and feel welcome. It's a beautiful thing, and if there's any young folks who want to have a radio show, if you can't meet Bob, try to listen to some of his old programs and you'll see how to do it right. He also is a great editor, and stop those of us who might be felt to be somewhat long-winded and keep knocking it off and getting to the point. So we're going to knock it off and get to the point of this particular version of a wonderful song, especially for those folks who live in New York, that try to get the subway from Manhattan to Croton Harmon, but don't know which train to take. And because Pete and Toshi were the first person to invite Dizzy Gillespie to a folklore festival, since I'm playing a Latin jazz camp tomorrow in Cleveland, celebrating Latin jazz and those folk roots of Afro-Cuban music, blues, we're going to start off with our special Clearwater Pete and Toshi Memorial. Take the A train from 125th Street right to Croton Harmon, and then come on up here to the park and celebrate Clearwater.
All right.
Now, when I cue you into clap the clave, don't get nervous. Just watch your neighbor. If you can't lip sync it, you can hand sync it.
Thank you.
instruments from all over the world. And when I went for the U.S. State Department as the low budget, no pain to the taxpayer, $50 a day ambassador of good cheer, where I would conduct their local symphonies, play with the local folk musicians, I was such a bargain, I guess they figured it didn't matter what happened to me, so I was allowed to wander around freely every place I went and have the privilege of meeting wonderful musicians from all over the world and remembering to adapt the Southern philosophy of mind your manners, was able to learn to say please and thank you. And that was beautiful. Could you show me that again one more time? Please. And in music, just like everything else in life, after you're shown it 500 or 600 times, you get close enough to know how to ask the next person and learn it even better. And at 83, I'm still doing that. So for all of your young friends, if you're told by your career counselor you're a slow learner, that means you're paying attention and trying to get it right. Duke brought back so many beautiful instruments, and when I was in Sri Lanka, I played with the All Ceylonese Duke Ellington Society and got some extraordinary instruments that I found out later on Duke himself had brought back. And this is one when I went to Chengdu, China, I brought back, and having met Woody Guthrie in 1956, I often thought about that beautiful song, Pastures of Plenty, and what kind of an instrument could get that haunting quality. And sure enough, when I heard a Hulu Sai player in downtown metropolitan Chengdu playing his Hulu Sai, I said, that's the one I bet Woody would have dug. And when I played it for Pete and Toshi, they said, Pete said, we're not so concerned about the music. Woody was concerned about the story and the lyrics. So this is a great song that we all grew up hearing, and a special Clearwater version for Pete and Toshi of one of his masterpieces, Pastures of Plenty.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hands hold. My poor feet have traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we roam. And your deserts were hot and your mountains were cold. I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I slept on the ground in the light of the moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see us and them. We come with the dust and we go with the wind. California Arizona, I harvest your crops. Well, it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to sit on the table for your light sparkling wine. Pastures of plenty from the dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam, while the waters run down. Every state in the Union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight, and we'll fight till we win. It's always we ramble, that river and I, along your green valley, I will work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life, if it be. Pastures of plenty must always be free. My land I'll defend with my life, if it be. Cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Thank you. That's Woody Guthrie's words, and that could have been written yesterday, and it would be just as meaningful as if it were written yesterday or today. The next piece is also based on something that Woody loved. I had the honor for my 10th year of going to Okemo, Oklahoma, whose birthplace, where they have a wonderful festival, and I was honored to write a symphony based on one of his beautiful songs. And one of the movements celebrates Native American stomp dancing. And Woody, like most folks in Oklahoma, has such a great consciousness and respect and appreciation for the beautiful Native American culture and music and way. And Pete himself, of course, did, and mentioned in his last book how he was from a long line of dissidents who came over the waters to this beautiful continent of the Americas on a boat called the Mayflower. Pretty far out to think a Mayflower descendant would be standing up for the beauty and the rights and the dignity and the knowledge of Native American people. And Toshi felt that way too. And when Floyd Red Crow Westerman came here a few years ago, ever since then, Clearwater celebrates that as a part of the whole picture of this beautiful continent. And we start and end each of the festivals this year, with this time with Joseph Firecrow from the Cheyenne people and Margot Thunderberg, and we'll be closing the festival tonight with that music and with other guests all joining, and we hope all of you too. This is a beautiful, simple song that we did yesterday. Floyd Red Crow Westerman taught it to me. Toshi and Pete loved this one, and it's called, and since it's a ladies' choice round dance, this is for Toshi. It's called Bastinchila Wachipe Olwan Rabbit Dance Song. It's a Lakota traditional round dance melody. This is actually a dumbek, for those of you who wonder where the traditional native drum is. We'll have it later on, or come and see greatest dumbek player in the world, Rocky, whose mom is here, and she'll let you know about it. We have a wonderful young mystery guest who we've already heard, I'm sure. And she's going to sing a song. But in order to do something more cheerful first, we're going to segue to set up the next piece for Nicole Atkins, who I hope is still here. Great. So this would be the warm-up piece for Nicole. And what could be more appropriate than an Egyptian clap roll? So when I cue you in, you play the famous Taksim rhythm. Boom, chi bak, boom, boom, bak. Have we got that? It's the dumbek you learn to play by singing the notes. Doom, bek. Dumbek is named after itself. And one of the most familiar rhythms is doom, doom, bek, doom, bek, doom, doom, bek. It's a signer's nightmare, but it's a lot of fun to do. And you can make the variations. Boom, boom, back, boom, back, boom, back, at the back. And, of course, the highlight of any folk festival, the mighty, ill-reputed, because of MTV, tambourine. And as we all know, the tambourine in every culture in the world, but especially the Middle East, the band leader or the conductor, instead of using a baton or their hands, leads the whole band playing the tambourine on their shoulder. Thank you. That's just what the rhythm section plays when 30 or 40 tambourine players and 12 dumba players get together for the whole day. Then they're joined by a wonderful instrument called the shanai. The hardest part of the shanai is remembering where you put the reed. And I made a special point. I'm hiding it so successfully I can't even find it myself. What? Here it is. So if you want to play the shanai, go to your local pharmacy and make sure you got something safe to put the weed in. And you don't need a prescription for it. All you need to do is hang out with another shanai player. This is the reed, for those of you who are into ethnofunkology. And when you put that into the instrument, the instrument acts as an amplifier. This is the great-great-grandfather of the English horn, oboe, and bassoon. And when I do young people's concerts with symphonies, I often show them where these beautiful European instruments come from and then give a demonstration. And generally, the people in the orchestra freak out. First of all, they say, my gosh, there's a composer, conductor that actually knows how to play an instrument. And secondly, to realize that it's all about beauty and sharing music. We're all just here for a while, carrying the bucket for all that great music that was here before us and will be here after us. So this is a wonderful old song from Egypt, and it's called Ayah Zain. And when I give you a cue, we'll have our Clearwater annual Egyptian clap along. But we don't have to rehearse that because over rehearsal could be detrimental to the central nervous system. Ladies and gentlemen, I always tell young musicians, we can't control American foreign policy, but if you go 1 minute overtime, that's as bad as bombing another country, because you can't control that. So in our remaining 7 minutes and 45 seconds, we're going to be right on time and give you a special treat by having a young singer, songwriter, because this kind of music, like all kinds of music, is not demographic. Other things are, and fortunately that great Titanic of the Penitentiary of Bad Taste has sunk to the bottom, and all of us in Clearwater and around the world who have access to information of things of lasting beauty are in the lifeboats, and we're not going to go away. So we're delighted to have a young musician, singer, songwriter, singing a classic song of a great American composer who loved our folkloric roots, George Gershwin. Please welcome to sing the classic Summertime, Nicole Atkins.
You're taller than me.
In our remaining 2 minutes and 45 seconds, we're going to sing a short piece that we did yesterday that both Pete and Toshi said they loved when we did it for Richie Havens just a year ago. Simple, beautiful song that shows all of us whatever is happening, it is still a wonderful world. And we thank all of you for coming. Hope you'll encourage all your kids to pursue the arts. All the kids who are here, tell your parents and grandparents to hang out with you and to get that banjo, guitar, cello, viola out of the closet and play it as well. Because we're all born creative. We all have a gift. We all have a song. We all have a story. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see the blue for me, for you. And I think to myself, what wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do, but what they're really saying is I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I've ever known. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Faces of the people walking by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But what they're really saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more. Myself, what a wonderful, wonderful world.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. That fabulous young Renee Hart. And the master of time and space with a smile on everyone's face, Kevin Twigg. And Pete and Toshi and their heritage for all of us. Now it's our turn to sail that ship. Bless you all. Bless Clearwater. And see you all soon. And thank you.